Off the Ball.
Who do you reckon are favourites between Tyrone and Armagh?
It's so hard to call. I think this one is almost impossible.
Have Tyrone done enough to be favourites over the All-Ireland champions?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Galway have secured a fourth Connacht Senior Football Championship title in a row after an epic clash with Mayo and Hastings Insurance McHale Park on a scoreline of 117 to 115. This game went right down to the wire. With just over a minute to go, Mayo were a point down and Paul Towey pulled the trigger from the middle of the D. It looked like it would be the equaliser, but Galway wing-back Dylan McHugh made an iconic full-length block to deny him. Galway broke down the field and Liam O'Connella kicked them 2 points clear. Mayo had one last chance after the hooter to level the game, but Matty Ruan's effort for the equaliser trailed just wide, and it once again left Galway as provincial champions. Kevin McStay's side made a mockery of the pre-match chatter, as they did the half-time lead of 8 points. Ryan O'Donoghue adding a two-pointer 30 seconds after the half-time whistle, and he had a two-point free effort from 55 metres tipped over the bar by Conor Gleeson on the hour mark, which drew the sides level. Gleeson's touch left that shot as a one-pointer rather than the two that would have sent Mayo in front. Roy Brickenham was black-carded shortly after that, and Galway edged back in front and did just about enough to hold on. Mayo move on to Group 1 of the All-Ireland Series, where they'll play the Ulster winners and Tyrone and Cavan, whereas Galway go into Group 4, the group of death, as the provincial champions, where they'll face the runners-up in Ulster, Dublin and Derry. Full-time score in Hastings Insurance McHale Park, Galway 117, Mayo 115.
Conor Gleeson, always fine margins between Mayo and Galway, a 2-point win today, but that's a fourth Conor title in a row. Huge for your side.
No, it's amazing. Honestly, I said this probably last year again, I would have, like at 21, I was like, will I ever get one? To get four in a row is magic, honestly. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable stuff. Last year, it was a last minute free from yourself that got you over the line. Might come back to that touch from Ryan O'Donoghue's 2-pointer in a second, but Dylan McHugh's block, did you get a good view of it?
I think it was Chow who was loading up, and something we've been working on, as you've seen last year in the All-Ireland final, great block they had, something we've been really going after, Dylan McHugh throwing his body on the line. You've probably seen earlier on in the league examples of lads throwing their body on the line, so that's how you win tight matches. I prefer a game to come down to a big block from Dylan McHugh like that, and maybe a save.
Iconic stuff, and then obviously Liam O'Connella adds that one at the end. The 2-point free from Ryan O'Donoghue, he's winding it up. We know there's this little quirk that if a keeper gets a touch or a player gets a block, the 2-pointer is wiped out for one. Fine margins, Connor, it's huge. Did you think you were going to get a touch in it the whole way, or what happened?
I was just hoping to get a fingernail on it, and we'll try and claim it. But for momentum, a two is a massive swing. So getting a one off that probably kept us ahead, so very important.
The wind is a massive factor, right? In that first half, your kickouts were ended up on the Mayo 45. Reeps were barely going past the zone. Did it die down in the second half, or how did you try and manage it? Because you hit a lovely low kind of six iron straight to Matty Tierney at one stage. You kept it low.
I admit now that wasn't my cleanest strikes, but
okay.
Like we train in Pearce Stadium, even days like this when it's really windy. So it's something we're well used to. Two halves with the breeze, and the way it was today, it was cutting across the 10, so it's just about getting a clean strike. Not all of them were clean, but we got a few.
Your Galway group are on a journey. How big a step is this one?
It's just carrying on the momentum. You know, like winning the Conn title is obviously lovely, but we're going no further in the competition by winning it, so it might just give us that momentum going into the job in 2 weeks.
Yeah, a tasty group. Best of luck in it.
Thanks,
Conor Gleeson, well done.
Thanks,
congratulations. Dylan McHugh. Games are decided on fine margins, finals even more so. Another Connacht title for your side, but please, just talk us through the last minute there, and Paul Towey's winding up for an equaliser. What did you do?
Sure, look, Tommy, it's I know I was left maybe a minute, so, geez, if you're not going to put your body on the line with a minute to go in a Connacht final in Castlebar, when are you going to do it? So, probably a no-brainer, just probably drove at it. Lucky enough, blocked.
Conor Gleeson said a couple of minutes ago to me that that's something you've been talking about as a group ever since Joe McElroy's block at the very end of last year's All-Ireland final. That's a massive one today for you.
Yeah, it's probably something we looked at last year. We had a glance at Armagh's stats at the end of the year, and Armagh faced a lot of shots last year, but their expected score was probably lower than what they were conceding, because every time someone had a shot at Armagh's goal, there was bodies flying at the ball. So something we probably just took a look at and said we might bring that into our game, and lucky enough it worked out there.
Being the favourite in a Galway Mayo game is always a dangerous place to be. You have a habit of turning each other over and flipping the script. I'm sure you weren't listening to all that noise. Today it went right down to the wire again, as expected.
Yeah, sure. Look, there's times Mayo are favourites there and like we're favourites there. It doesn't make any difference. There's never a kick of the ball between the two sides, so just makes no odds. It was always going to be a kick of the ball in it today. We spoke about it all week, so we were prepared for that.
It was an unbelievable game of football. I'm not sure who it was from the Connacht Council that grabbed the mic before Sean Kelly got it and said that the provincials aren't dead yet. Today it isn't. Like, here in Castlebar, 27,000 people here, Galway Mayo going fully at it. Like, it is something beautiful about it too.
Ah, for sure. And it's funny, like, there's a lot of talk about it's only one provincial in the football up in Ulster, but I think Galway Mayo have something to say about it every year.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff. Best luck in the Ireland group stage. Tasty group. You're on a journey. It's a step in the right direction, though.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is the third year now we've won this and headed into the group of death. So, look, we'll take it game by game and see where we end up.
Dylan McHugh, well done today. And on that moment as well, a big one.
Thanks.
Poor choice. Fourth Connacht title in a row. Talk us through it, because that one went down to the wire again.
Yeah, but sure, look at I seen your show the other night there, and sure, like, we were all saying we'd win it easy, but the general public were always talking like that. But look, we knew deep down, Tommy, that it was going to be a tight game. It always has been, you know. Like, the players in Mayo haven't changed the last 3 or 4 years. The players in Galway haven't changed bar 2 or 3 players, you know. So we know the qualities in the dressing room over there. We knew the kick of the ball the last 3 games. So look, we knew no different. And again today, it's the same thing.
Yeah. You have a habit of turning each other over when one is the favourite and the other is the underdog. But during that game today, what was it like? Because there was brilliant turnovers from tackles. There was a bit of sloppiness too.
Look, it was a
there
fantastic.
Was moments of magic.
For me, Tommy, it was a brilliant game of football. You know, the way football should be played. But both teams went at it really hard. You know, there was hard hits in it. There was hard tackles. But all fair. In fairness, there was nothing. A bit of pull and dragging off the ball here and there for kick-outs. But that's expected. But overall, like, you know, it was a brilliant game of football. And I know Mayo ruined the chances they missed in the end. But for us to eke out the result there at the end against the wind, we were under pressure, kick on, kick out in the second half there, got an 8-point lead at half time, conceded a goal straight away at the start, you know, on the back foot. And look, for me, I think our lads showed great character in the end to hold on to there, and we got a huge, huge impact off our lads on the bench. And we were saying this all week that, you know, the bench we had was strong enough once they came in and performed. And, you know, Keane Hernan was superb when he came in. Who was Peter Cook, Cahill Sweeney, in fairness to him, worked really hard, but unfortunately, I said to him there, we had to make a tactical decision. Would Peter get a bigger man on the pitch? And the other boys were going really well. And look at Limo came in and kicked the winning score for us, which is great.
The classics often come down to inches. I think it was millimetres today. It was Gleeson tipping over O'Donoghue's 55 minute free for a 1-pointer instead of 2. And in that block, give us a talk through these moments for your team.
The key, like, you know, but he's probably making up for the 2 shot kick outs he kicked inside the 21. But super save. Like, for Mayo, maybe the wrong man, the right spot, you know. But a brilliant save by Connor for that, and he got the hand to the free as well. But look, overall, obviously, we're delighted to come out of here with a victory.
You were the wrong end of Joe McElroy's block at the end of the All Ireland final last year. Today it was Dylan McHugh stopping Paul Towie with less than a minute to go to equalise it.
Yeah, but look, the super defender, Dylan, you know. But again, I think he got forced across the pitch as well. Keane Darcy got a great block at one stage as well, and then Jack Lynn got, I think, harshly penalised, you know. But again, you know, fair play to Paddy and the officials, that they kept control of the game. We were all gone a bit mad on the line there at some stages, but it just shows what it means to us to come down here and win this game. And look at Mayo, the same, like, all this talk about draws last week and whatever it wanted to be, but both teams want to win a Connacht Championship, and that's the way it should be, and that's why the provincials to me are very, very important, and I think it showed it today how important they are.
It's another group of death, but you'll enjoy it first.
Look, it's a group of death, but sure, we've been in them the last 2-3 years, so it's nothing new to us. But yeah, we'll definitely enjoy tonight, and we'll probably enjoy tomorrow as well. It's a
Mayo manager Kevin McStay. Kevin, disappointing one to lose by just 2 points, considering haven't played against those elements. You pulled it back from an 8-point deficit to level up 50 minutes into that second half. Just some of the emotions in the immediate aftermath.
Massively disappointed. There's no other way of addressing it. The group are gutted because we went after this game from nine months back, and we really, really thought we were going to do it. We came in under the radar to a certain degree, even though we have our own expectations, and almost got there, but ultimately didn't. And that's the cruelty of this game, you know, the small margins make you suffer, and we didn't get the right side of it.
Fine margins, as you said. There was a penalty decision in the first half. I'm not sure if you had a look back or not.
I didn't.
There was the black card situation with Rory Brickington, and then at the very end, Paul Towie shot blocked down. That goes over the bar, but probably still going now in extra time. It's fine moments, but as you said today, it just didn't seem like he came out on the right side of those few.
Well, there was other moments in that as well. Like, we had wides when we were in a very good position at level pegging, or maybe one down. You know, we'd, I think, a succession of wides. Maybe I thought four, but maybe three. I'm not sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter whether it's three or four. The point I'm making is, you know, we had the moments, but we didn't put that pressure on Galway. Like, you kick two out of those three, and now you're up one or two, and now Galway's next kick becomes a lot more difficult than when they're up by one. And we didn't do it. And that's what we have to reflect on, that this is a recurring story for us as a group. And unless we arrest it and do something about it, it's going to define us as a group as well. So we'll take a few days off now and get ready for the round robin. We won't have to play the round robin anyway, obviously. That's stating the obvious. But we wanted to really, really wanted to play it as provincial champion. That's not going to happen now.
It seemed in that first half, after David McBrien went off injured, and we do hope he's going on all right, but after that, it did seem like Galway got a massive stranglehold in and around that middle third, especially on the kickers. Now, naturally, the breeze is going to play a huge factor in that, but how much of a big loss was David to the team?
He's a class player. Of course, he's a loss to the team. And it's not simple. And then Jeremy O'Connor, we lost him at half time. So I think they're two really key players for us. But the kick out with that breeze was landing on the opposition 65, so all you need is a flick on that and it's in on your 20 metre line. So it's a highly dangerous aspect of the game now, these kickouts that are bombed, especially when there's elements, and there's been a lot of wind this spring and summer. It's a highly dangerous moment in the game. And I wouldn't have, I don't know the numbers now, but I wouldn't have said they dominated the kickouts.
I think they won 8 or 9 in a row in that middle spell of the first half.
Okay, all right. Well, that's
yeah, but it was breaking ball and yeah.
Yeah, and there's a randomness to it as well. But generally speaking, the breaks go with the team that's hunting the hardest. And yeah, if that's what it was. But I'd say overall, we held our own probably. I find it's nearly 50-50 it's every match anyway.
Yeah, no, it felt like that. The middle of the first half, Kevin, and again, hard luck. It's inches, it's millimetres. But it was like you ate that 8-point half-time deficit alive very quickly, but you couldn't get the leveller. You couldn't just edge ahead. It's probably the middle
of... We got the leveller, so we were...
But it took you a while to get the leveller. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just... It was like this place was like a volcano about to erupt, but you just couldn't get that moment.
Yeah, and that's a recurring theme for the group, for all of us, you know, that we're getting ourselves into good positions, but we're not seeing them out. And we'll go off now. We'll just have to work harder at that part of the game. We thought we were... You know, quite experienced at it now at this stage, because you know we've had at least 4 or 5 of them in championship, and we've had 3 or 4 of them in the recent league. You know, where the last 5 minutes were pretty chaotic, and we were able to come out the right side of those, but not today again. And it was an accuracy issue. It wasn't chances. I mean, we had loads of shots at the goal in the second half. But in that last quarter, they started to fall away a bit early.
Your side made a mockery of the pre-match chatter and noise, as often happened with your team in the last little while. You mustn't feel like you're too far away, though.
Yeah, we don't feel we're too far away, but it's when you're not getting the wins, it's hard to keep convincing yourself, you know, that you're in the mix. But that's our job. We have to keep belief in the camp. There's great leaders in that group, you know, and I've no doubt we'll shake ourselves down and we'll go again, because that's what we've done in the last 3 years. We haven't been the provincial champion, and we've had to go into the group series, you know, maybe as a 2-seed, 3-seed, whatever. I think we're 2-seed now. So, like, we're well used to it. And we've got big wins in that round-robin series, so we're well able to do it. But we just had our hearts set on this one in particular. We needed a bit of silverware, and it just... Yeah, hasn't bloody happened.
And there was a big expectant crowd here. There was big noise. It was, as always, between you two, a cracking game of football. And coming out on the right side of it is just such a boost. But as you mentioned, it's a group with Tyrone and Cavan and the Ulster winner. So a mini Ulster championship for Mayo.
I never thought of that.
Not going to be easy, but you've made a habit of coming through it and getting yourself into contention.
Well,
so,
you know, one win kind of gets you the preliminary. And then if you can take a scalp in it, you don't know where you're headed. So, we're sore, we're battered, we're disappointed, but we'll rise again. That's the nature of this championship.
You were sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't in your April. You're facing Sligo and Leitrim. I don't know what people were really expecting. You won the matches, but people were saying they weren't happy with the performances. Like, were you happy with where you were coming into this? And how do you now get set for the next bit?
We were absolutely delighted with the way we came into this game. No great hype about us. We knew we had massive work done. We had planned for this day for 9 months, I would say. The killer now is that it hasn't worked for us. It hasn't come out. We haven't come out the other side with the win. We haven't the cup. And we're just going to have to adjust to that now. And In this game, sympathy, nobody cares. It's just the results business. And that group now just have to shake themselves down, and we will. And we'll go again.
Hard luck, Kevin.
Okay, lads. Thanks. Thanks,
man. Off the ball.
Who do you reckon are favourites between Tyrone and Armagh?
It's so hard to call. I think this one is almost impossible.
Have Tyrone done enough to be favourites over the All-Ireland champions?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.